So 8 months ago, I stumbled upon the script offer for The Court-Appointed Cockdrainer by Rotten Pines. I performed that, and it was one of my besties' favorites that I ever performed. So in November, he got the idea for a couple sequels, and he was telling me about it. He's like, well, you know, it would just be so cool if this happened, and then this happened, and this happened. And I was like, I could talk to the writer, and maybe that can happen. So I approached Rotten Pines about it, and he liked the ideas. And so he made the full-time Cockdrainer, and then we had given him an idea for a third part too. So I don't know if he's gonna do the third part or not, but the full-time Cockdrainer did do really, really well. So hopefully he'll wanna write the third part. And that's how that came about. And he actually, he did it pretty much to the letter of what my friend had wanted. Plus he had stayed true to the original script as well, and I really like how he intertwined the two, and he kept where her voice keeps changing back and forth. That was in the first one, from professional to the bimbo, and I love that, and I love getting to do that the first time around. So it was really fun getting to do that the second time around. And yeah, he kept a lot of the stuff from the first one, and he made it just seamless. Even though it's been 8 months since The Court-Appointed Cockdrainer, he made it so it was absolutely seamless between the two scripts. So yeah, Rotten Pines did an amazing job with this script. My friend was really happy with it. I was really happy with it. And I really like all the kinks that it covers. The first one was great because it had the whole nurse kink, getting to have your cock drained. It had to, where it was mandatory, you had to get your cock drained by this nurse all the time. I'm sure a lot of guys wish that was a real one. So on top of that, it had the BDSM and this woman just wanting him to own her and wanting to be his property, like getting that tattoo on her ass. It had the blowjob. Oh, and she wanted to go balls to chin, like in the fugue state. And so she wanted help with that. And so, yeah, it had that blowjob in it and face fucking and the facial. And then she wanted to keep the cum on her face throughout the day. And it had some really good kinks in there. I was really thrilled with it. I think I was drawn to the first one in the first place because I'm a cum slut. So this one was really great for me too. Oh yeah, and the facial happened because of the tit fucking. So that's another kink that was put in there. There are just so many kinks. So I think it's a great audio for so many people because it was diverse enough, and I can see why it did really well. Now for my personal favorite part, with all the kinks and all the things in it, I would have to say the BDSM. I'm a rope bunny, so, you know, getting to be restrained and getting rough sex, yeah. So that's my personal favorite part. And I'm sure anyone who listens will have their own personal favorite part. And I really do think that anybody could enjoy it because it is switchy enough. It has things for subs, and it has things for doms, and it has things for switches, and it's for everybody. Go listen to it.